Merging with Shiva, lesson 171, Reason Reigns Supreme. It really hardens a person to live in the conscious mind all the time because he has to build an ego shell around himself for protection. That makes him insensitive and rough. One of the biggest protective influences of the conscious mind is anger. Anger makes a person cunning in his thinking, and of course the predominant underlying quality of anger is fear. He's always afraid of something. It is generally something that may happen or is going to happen. He's always in conflict with someone. These are the motivating forces of the conscious mind: anger and fear. Most people live in the conscious mind unconsciously. The conscious mind is the area of the mind where memory and time are gods, and reason is the supreme ruler. If it's not reasonable, it is not acceptable, declares the conscious mind, and if we can't measure it, it does not exist. That is the conscious mind. It is active. It is alive. The conscious mind perpetuates itself, and we all help it to do that. It is carried on in ramification by its own novelty. We can always find in the conscious mind some distractions to please us, to intrigue us, to dominate our awareness of other states of consciousness. And we don't have to look very hard to find it. The mystic's goal is to control awareness while he is in the conscious mind, to know where he is in consciousness. When he finds he is aware in the conscious mind and the five senses have become his ruler, then he controls his awareness within the conscious mind itself. He does this in a number of ways. One way is through the control of breath. Breath is life, and life is breath. Breath is the controlling factor of awareness. Awareness rides on breath. Breath is also a controlling factor of our willpower. A seeker must develop a dynamic will to walk the path of enlightenment so that he does not stumble or falter, but continues onward no matter how difficult the path seems to be for him. The mystic loves the conscious mind, for he sees it like an adult sees the toys of children. An adult does not take children's toys too seriously, but the child does. Meditate on that comparison. Meditate also upon the conscious mind while you are aware in it. Write down on a piece of paper the various areas of daily experience over a period of 3 days to which you are most attached. Then meditate on those time periods until you are able to see the chemistry that makes the conscious mind appear to be what it is. When you live two-thirds within yourself, even physical things begin to look transparent to you.